actually had an interest in this ever since childhood, I think, because I one time wrote a story for the Journal Junior paper in Minneapolis. They were collecting stories from various public schools, and I got an honorable mention. And where I was very poor at mathematics and some other things, I seemed to do quite well at the writing program.
Do you like this work?
Oh, I enjoy it. It's definitely becomes a part of me. I think that unless you want to really enjoy it, unless you are so eager to do it that you don't want to do anything else, I think it's futile to even start.
Okay. Would you advise a young person to go into writing?
I wouldn't advise them to go into writing unless they were so eager to go into it themselves that they couldn't think of anything else. Unless you really want to do it badly enough, I would discourage doing it at all.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the advantages of being a writer?
Well, there are advantages, and of course there are disadvantages. Maybe you were going to ask a question, how many disadvantages are there? I suppose the advantages are that you gain a certain amount of prestige in your field, and you feel that maybe industry has an accommodation for hundreds of thousands or even millions, but the writing field seems to have an accommodation for a relatively few, and this gives you a feeling of some kind of an exclusiveness, which is probably a selfish point of view, but it nevertheless is a natural one.
What would you consider the greatest disadvantage?
Probably the greatest disadvantage, if you are a socially minded person, is that you are pretty much to yourself. You're pretty much isolated. Now that may seem kind of strange, but you almost have to be a loner in order to be a writer, I think. For example, when you are working among people in the industrial world, they seem to be very congenial. When you start writing, you seem to move yourself away from the center of social and business life, and this gives you a certain disadvantage in that you probably are thought of as esoteric or something of this sort. So unless you are a kind of a individualist who would probably want to be an individualist and not be too socially minded, you might suffer some.
Is there a writer's union?
I don't know. I pride myself in not belonging to anything.
Is there any special kind of training that you need to have to be a writer?
Oh, indeed there is. First of all, you must know how to express yourself. And if you don't know how to express yourself, you probably are going to have difficulty in becoming a writer at all. But if you like to express yourself, if you're anxious to express certain thoughts and ideas you have, even in conversation, then I think that you'll get along quite well. But if you feel that you have to force yourself into some kind of an expression, I think you should give up writing entirely.
Mm-hmm. Is it easy to get a position in writing?
It's probably one of the most difficult fields of all to enter. You can write, and you'll have your own manuscripts to show, but the question is whether you can get publication.
Mm-hmm. How much money would a beginning writer expect to be able to make?
Probably he should have some occupation other than writing to sustain himself while he's writing. If he should manage to get the bestseller at the start, or if he manages to have an income of some kind where he can get along without having to depend on this writing, then he probably will get along all right, but the exact amount can never be said. For example, you might suddenly have a masterpiece at the start where you could make a fortune on one book. You might send in a book and find that the publisher wouldn't print more than 1,000 copies, and you'd probably get 10% of the sale price of the book. Well, if you did that, you probably wouldn't be able to sustain yourself on that small amount. I happened to have the good fortune when I put out my first book called Way of the Wilderness, in that the outdoor book club took 52,000 copies. They thought it was an excellent premium book, so financially I was in, you might say, right away.
Would the pay increase as you got more experience?
Well, it's presumed, of course, that you're going to continue to write. If you're writing magazine articles, then you do quite well with magazine articles. You probably will continue to write magazine articles. And if you get to the point where you start writing books and you publish your first book, it's not only presumed that you will write another book, but the publisher will probably be right on your back to ask you for the second book, if it's a successful book, of course.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in an average day of work?
I don't work with any degree of orderliness or putting in an eight-hour day, so to speak. If I have something that I have to get out on a deadline, I may work 15, 16, 18 hours a day. If I don't feel like it, I just don't write. In other words, I don't take my writing as seriously as I should probably.
Do you do a lot of traveling around so that you can get information for your books?
I travel a great deal in the wilderness. Of course, I have written 9 books on the wilderness, and the 10th one will be published in the spring by the Macmillan Company, called The Wilderness Life. And you have to know your subject if you're going to write on it. And of course, since my books have been on wilderness subjects, I have had to spend a considerable time in the wilderness and know the subject, study the subject, read voraciously on the subject, and be close to the elements of the subject. Otherwise, your works will have a rather hollow ring to it.
Well, I guess that's all the questions I have.